Welcome to Maseches Ma'akarta, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah says, Misha hafach hazeisav, somebody that turned over his olives, which means to say the following. What they used to do was, they would gather all their olives into a very large vat, so that they should ripen properly, and they should fill with oil. And then, I'm saying within the olive itself. And afterwards, they would turn them over, so that they should get softer. And then they would put them into the olive press to take out the oil. Now, if they didn't put them into the olive press shortly after they turned over all the olives that were in the large vat, then the olives would get lost. They would spoil, and you wouldn't be able to use them anymore. So Mishnah says a fellow who turned over his olives, it means he really has to make sure that they get into the olive press as soon as possible. If it iray evil, and then before Yontif, sadly he lost a family member, and he was an aval, he was a mourner, and aval is not allowed to do malacha, oynis, or some type of mishap happened to him that took away the ability for him to take out his olives and press them. Aishi to pile them, or had workers that said they would show up, but they didn't show up. And all of a sudden, Yontif comes. And now it's Chalamoid. What does he do? It says in Mishnah, Toyin Kaira Rishoina. It's permissible for him to take the first press, to press it one time, so that some of the oil should flow out, so there won't be such a large loss. And he leaves the large press on the olives. And Le'achar Amoid, and he waits until after Yontif to conclude the pressing process. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So he says you have to take a partial loss, but you don't have to take a total loss. Rabbi disagrees totally. He says, Zoylif, he can take the olives and put them into the press, and Goymer, he can finish pressing them, even though it's multiple times, Vigaf, Kedarka, and then he could put them into the barrels, and he could seal the barrels, everything according to the normal way that he does it, because since it's a situation of loss, he's allowed to do it 100%. Similarly, says the Mishnah in Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. If somebody's wine, he already pressed it, and now it's in the bar, it's inside of the pit. And the problem is that if he doesn't take out the wine from the pit, it'll ferment, it'll turn into vinegar. V'yor Evel, and before Yantiv, he lost a family member, and he's in mourning, he can't do melacha, or some type of mishap, or the workers fooled him. They said they were going to show up and they didn't. Zoylef, he can take out the wine from the pit on Chalamayr. The Goymer, and he could conclude, he could complete properly pressing them, putting them into the barrels, the guff, and then sealing the barrels, Kedarka, exactly the way that he does it normally. Divir Rabbi Yossi, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Huda says, Oysa lo limudim. The only thing he could do is he could take large boards of wood and cover the pit, which does something to mitigate some of the issues of fermentation. So it shouldn't ferment, and then he has to wait till after Yontif, and then he can finish the whole pressing process. One more Mishnah, Mishnah Kemal, Mishnah 3. Machnis anam pei rois. A person is allowed to bring his fruits in from the gardens, from the orchards, so they should not be stolen. He's permitted to take out his flax from the chemical solution that it's soaking in. That soaking process was there to soften it. So they shouldn't become lost. That means if he leaves the pishtan, if he leaves the flax inside of there, it's going to rot. But he's not allowed to set it up that the only time he could do it is on Chol Hamoed, and therefore, hey, he's off on Chol Hamoed anyways, he might as well do it. And it says the mission of a kulan, in all these cases, if let's say a person did leave it, he set up his calendar that he should have to do it on Chol Hamoed, Yavedu, the halacha is, they have to rot, they have to be lost, and we don't permit him to do the malacha. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming day, and an amazing upcoming week of Aseret and Metshuva, the 10 days of repentance, reflection, and change. Shem should help each and every one of us to the appropriate tshuva, and Mitzvah Shem be sealed on Yom Kippur for a Chaim Tovim, a good and happy life.